Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
I'm Howard Feldman. Lots and lots of conversations around vaccines and the right to choose. What happens if somebody does choose? And I'm not talking without going into the pros and cons around it. What happens if somebody does choose not to be vaccinated? What position are they in? Joining us this morning is Buang Jones, Provincial Manager at the South African Human Rights Commission. We wanted to try and find out what their rights are and why the Human Rights Commission has got involved in this conversation. A very good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning, and good morning to your listeners. Thank you for having me.
A great pleasure. It's such a difficult one because we all come into this conversation with our own views, some strong, some not strong. But either way, we have our own views. What made the Human Rights Commission get involved or decide to get involved in this conversation with regard to the choice and protection of people's rights given that choice?
Indeed, we all have our own views. The Commission is guided by the Constitution and the law, and our pronouncements are consistent with what the Constitution and the law provides. We decided to invite submissions from concerned or affected employees because we had been receiving queries about our stance on this issue. As you speak, the Commission has received over 20 complaints. We are still collecting data, which will help us to decide on how to best intervene. Mm. We've also received queries from companies who would like guidance from the Commission on how to traverse this very contentious issue, which some have suggested will eventually end up in court, because as South Africa, we do not yet have a case that has been decided in court on the issue of compulsory vaccinations.
So what is the understanding in terms of the Constitution and the law at the moment, accepting the fact that it hasn't yet been tested in the court?
Yes, without revealing much, because we are also exploring a number of options, including approaching a court of law for a declarator. Section 12, subsection 2 of the Constitution provides that everyone has the right to bodily and psychological integrity. This means that every person has the right to make decisions on health and medical interventions and treatment. They have the right to autonomy and to make choices. And we have been saying we support the rollout of the vaccine. We would like as many South Africans as possible to take the vaccine. But we reiterated that this should be voluntary and government should give people information so that they are in a position to make an informed choice. And of course, there are other provisions in the Constitution that are implicated. We are also aware that Section 36 of the Constitution provides for the limitation of constitutional rights. The Health Act also contains clear provisions for emergency treatment. So there are a number of things, and there are cases where courts have made pronouncements on Section 12 of the Constitution. One example I could give was way back when we had an outbreak of MDR-TB. Government had to forcibly apprehend and admit those TB patients because it was a communicable disease. It posed serious threats to public health. So there are instances where this can be done, but we still don't have legal certainty on compulsory vaccinations. And companies have started to explore this. There were directives issued by the Department of Employment and Labor encouraging companies to conduct a risk assessment and to determine if mandatory vaccinations will be necessary. And if they come to that conclusion, they need to then notify the affected employees, and if there are employees who refuse, there should be a constructive and meaningful engagement with those employees before any drastic steps are taken, which would include dismissal.
Right. So it really does become an incredibly complex area because, as you say, there might be certain environments where mandatory vaccination are more logical. If somebody's a healthcare worker, for example, those types of situations. But at this stage, we don't have clarity exactly how that would work. Is that right? But you might be looking to ask a court to rule. You can do that. You can ask a court. You can approach a court for a ruling even without a case.
Yes. And that's why we need this data. That's why we made this call for people to make submissions so that we are able to see the extent to which, this issue is prevalent. And we are considering our options. We have asked a senior counsel for a legal opinion.
Right.
And we will soon decide as to whether we will take this to court or we will proactively engage with corporate South Africa and government to find a win-win solution.
Absolutely fascinating. That's where we leave it. And that was Boerang Jones, Provincial Manager at the South African Human Rights Commission.